What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, majestic, powerful, magnanimous God we serve. There is no God like him anywhere. I've asked Apostle Butler, Pastor Butler, to talk to us for about 5 or 10 minutes on prayer, to speak from his heart on prayer. When he gets done, he'll be praying for a couple of minutes. And then when he gets done, I'm going to close us out in intercession and probably pray one or two targets that I believe God has given me. We are in the hour of prayer, time of intercession. Things are happening. Things are shifting. Things are turning. And I refuse to miss my role in history. I refuse to go out not having received everything that God has for my life. So the man of God is on the line. He's going to pray. He's going to talk to us, and then he's going to usher us into the presence of God in prayer, and then I'm going to close it out. Is Pastor Butler on the line?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Go for it, Pastor Butler.
Thank you, Pastor. More grace, everyone. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. I'm so grateful that God has allowed us the privilege and opportunity to come again under this canopy of anointing. Amen. For the purpose of being impregnated with God's presence, his purpose, and through prayer, power. I'm grateful for the man of God who has become, amen, the voice to bring heaven and earth together and push us, usher us into prayer. And it is very, very important. I'm hearing words that our pastor is saying and trying to get us all under the same accord, the same mind, so we can strive for the same end resolve. And that is that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avail much. Listen, we're living in a strategic hour. We're living in an hour of chaos and calamity. And as pastor has decreed and declared, hallelujah, if you don't pray, you will not stay. In the book of Luke, Jesus speaking to the disciples, I'm in Luke 22 and verse number 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you, or I prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus made a powerful declaration to Peter that even though he was his disciple, even though he was one of the chosen, elected, those who were, had his hand, the hand of God on him, yet he let Peter know that he had an adversary. In the book of Peter, Peter knew that, because that's why he said, amen, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, amen, goes about seeking whom he may devour, whom you ought to resist steadfast in the faith. And I want to say to you right now, every one of you up under the sound of my voice on this line today, it is not just, amen, a good thing to pray. It's not just, amen, something nice to pray. It's not even something that we should just gloat over because we desire to pray. It is mandatory to pray. It is a necessity to pray. Why? Because the regions of the damned and all the cohorts of hell have been set in array against you. That's why we are going through the attacks. That's why we're going through the chaos. And that's why stuff is getting people down that shouldn't get them down, is because the enemy does everything that he can to get you out of prayer. Why? He know that prayer is the portal, hallelujah, that transports you from earth to glory and from glory back here. He know that prayer is the lifeline of the believer. And so, amen, the Bible says in Luke 18:1 that men ought always to pray. That means no matter what, even when you don't feel like it, even when it seems like it's not necessary. Sometimes we do things because we feel like this is too minute that we should acknowledge the Lord in all our ways. No. Why? Because God, through prayer, opens your spiritual visions to show you, amen, the plots and the plans that the adversary has stored up, amen, to get you through what seemed like a good decision, but what's not a godly decision, as pastor said. And as a result of it, amen, bless God, it can be a catastrophic decision for you. Men should always pray and not faint. And so Peter, Amen. Satan has desired to sift you. What do you mean sift you? I want to take you down. I don't mind you coming to church. I want you prayerless. I don't mind you having a Bible in your hand. I want you prayerless. I don't mind that you being on auxiliary, singing and ushering. I don't even mind you preaching. I want you to preach without prayer because, amen, a preacher without prayer is powerless. Amen. A person that prays and sings without prayer, you're just going by your gift. You're going by, amen, your gifts, but it doesn't mean anything to break the yoke. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. And the only way the anointing becomes activated in our lives, amen, is through the vehicle of prayer. No wonder the enemy fights us, amen, bless God, to pray. He mocks at our music. He laughs at our theology. He sits back and he torments us with our so-called praise, but he trembles when we pray. Hallelujah. Why? Because James picked it up and said, James 5:16, that it is the effectual, fervent prayer, not just prayer, effectual. What do you mean effectual? Well, the word effectual means, amen, energist, which denotes active. It means energy, hallelujah, from the English word. That's what it is. It's powerful in action. Come from another Greek word, I believe, nagel, which has to deal with to put forth power. Hallelujah. It means to, amen, operate, to work, to put into motion. Hallelujah. So then the effectual, that burning prayer, the effectual working prayer, hallelujah, it avails much. Effectual, fervent. What is fervent? The word fervent literally denotes, amen, stirred or to stretch. It means, amen, bless God, fire. Hallelujah. From the Greek word zeo, where we get the English equivalent, amen, bless God, which means to be hot, to boil. Glory. Hayabuhusha. And the English word of zeo is zeal. Amen. In other words, when we go into prayer, we're not going shooting shotgun blasts. We're not throwing spaghetti up against the wall hoping that something sticks. We're not going by osmosis. No. Amen. We're going in specificities. We're going in specifics, amen. We're shooting laser prayers, amen, with an air of expectation that we are going to hit the target. That's why Pastor have us, amen, to do prayer points. That's why we pray, amen, the scripture. Because, amen, hallelujah, the enemy knows that if he can hide, hallelujah, through a thing called stealth, the stealth mode, which is going beneath the radar. That means going beneath, amen, something that can detect what he is, where he is, who he is, and how he operates. He knows that if he can go beneath the radar with your, watch this, your prayers of reasoning, your prayers of, amen, the flesh, your prayers of sympathy, your prayer, But if it's not based off the word, it'll never be detected. But when you put that word on it, not only do you catch him flying beneath the radar, not only do you catch him, amen, in his activity and specifically identify, amen, what his activities is, then you then have the weapons of your warfare, hallelujah, to be able to disarm and dismantle that monkey. So we are getting ready to go before his majesty, and we're going pinpointed, we're going laser fixed, and we are, amen, bless God, praying not only fervently and efficiently, but we are praying in faith. Hallelujah, because that's what the enemy wants. Hallelujah. He wants to kill your faith. So he said, I prayed for you that your faith fail not. Amen. My first prayer point that I want to deal with today. Amen. Let's pray for our leader. The Lord stirred my heart to pray for our leader that, amen, bless God, the work of the Lord may continue to flourish like a Green Bay tree without hindrance, without hamper, and without being, amen, bless God, disrupted. So let's stand in agreement. Amen. From the book of, amen, glory to God. I think I'm going to start in the book of Psalms 27:1-2. Well, the bounty of the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and foes, came up on me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. That's Psalms 27:1-2. And then Psalms chapter 3 and verse number 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. Amen. We're going to stand in the gap, first of all, of the man of God, the set man of the ministry. Lift your right hand and stand with me with this. I'll repeat after me. We stand in agreement as watchmen on the wall, as guardians of his anointing and spiritual Abishai's. We dismantle and disrupt every conference at the table of the enemy to hurt, to harm, or to bring danger and destruction to your servant, God, and to our pastor, Brian Kern Jr. We come against every spiritual assassin and every spiritual sniper. We blind every peeping spirit that would try to visit the plans that you are giving him for this house, for this people, and for these that are joined in this prayer line. We bind and we send the spirit of confusion over every lying spirit, gossiping spirit, and accusing spirit towards him. We decree his word will be like piercing arrows. Glory. He are hot to pull. Hallelujah. To every ungodly action and enemy of your word, grant unto him a backbone of iron and a face of flint to speak your word in power, in simplicity, but yet without partiality. Lord, magnify your son, Jesus, the blessed Christ, through your servant, Prophet Brian Kern, that he may draw more men unto you through the vehicle of prayer. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the matchless name of his majesty, Lord Jesus Christ, we're thankful to you. We're grateful to you for the great things that you have done. And Lord, we recognize the gift that you have given us, one that has, Lord Jesus, a desire for you, a desire to please you, and most of all, a burden of the Lord. Hallelujah. And feel the pulse of heaven. And because of that, he has drawn us, Lord Jesus, out of the place of complacency, laziness, slothfulness, hallelujah, mediocrity, and pushing us to pray. Father, so therefore we now take up our post, our assignment, and we stand in the gap and make up the heads for him. Hey, for our leader, hallelujah, Prophet Brian Kern Jr., and we lift him up, God, and we decree and declare that every demonic activity that has set in Lord Jesus' array and set, oh Lord, the device for his demise, it is Lord Jesus Christ not only dismantled, it's exposed, but Father, it is destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority in Jesus' mighty name. You told us you've given us power over all the power of the enemy. Hey, that nothing should by any means hurt us. Therefore, we stand, Lord. We stand, Lord Jesus, as guardians of his anointing. And we decree and declare no weapon formed against him shall prosper. You said the people are like the priest. Continue to stir us. Continue to motivate us. Continue to drive us to the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. Through his mouth. God, continue to let him, Lord, visit heaven. Hallelujah. In dreams and visions. Hallelujah. And what he see in glory, let him come back to the children of men and regurgitate it to us. And most of all, grant us a spirit, hallelujah, to obey, to submit, and to yield to the things that proceed out of his mouth. Father, we thank you right now, hallelujah, that even though the enemy has set, Lord Jesus, things in array for his demise, we stand, we block it, and we return it back to sender. Hallelujah. That's right. We return back to sender every lie. Hallelujah. Every dishonest deed. Hallelujah. Everyone that has set back and plot and planned. As a matter of fact, we overthrow the table of the conference of the cohorts of hell as they sit back even now in Jesus' might, and every imp, every demonic Lord Jesus Christ entity, it can be your shots. Glory to God. Every demonic entity, hallelujah, we not only acknowledge that you are fool and that you are not, amen, going to bring to pass what you think you're going to bring to pass, but we also acknowledge that the greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We also take authority now over every rebellious spirit, stubborn spirit, those that rise up and let the enemy use them, whether ignorantly or knowingly, Lord. We pray, Lamb of God, that that spirit would be arrested, that it would be humble, that it would come down under the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And Lamb of God, we thank you now. Continue, Lord. Continue to give them heaven's, Lord Jesus, direction. Continue to give him the navigational tools to direct us into the things of God. Hallelujah. Of how to come in and to go out among your people. How to teach us leaders to be support systems. Let every leader under KCC, the main support system, Father, every pastor, hallelujah, let us be submissive. Hallelujah. Loyal, faithful, committed, dedicated. Without partiality, insincerity, grant us a burden for the same as he has. I pray, Lamb of God, for those that are up under the sound of my voice right now, that you would let this word get in them, that they would not just only want prayer, hallelujah, but they would not just only want a word. They would not just only, Lord, seek to be prayed for, but they would regurgitate in the same. Father, Lord God, and to realize, hallelujah, if you smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. So, Lamb of God, we unite ourselves in prayer now, and we decree and declare, we profess, pronounce, and we proclaim that Father, after he's done all the standing, he's standing in a house, and we're standing up. Hallelujah. We're standing up in righteousness and holiness and in godliness. Father, thank you, Lord. Behold the children of God that you have given him. Leave our soul for everyone that's on this prayer line. Father, we lift them up now. We pray for them now. We bless them now. We strengthen them now. We do it that they could be a strength. You said when we're converted, hallelujah, bless God, to strengthen the brother. Those that are getting their prayer lives back. Those that are getting their dedication and their drive, their enthusiasm and motivation to be in your presence where there's fullness of joy. I pray, Father, that they don't consume it for themselves, but Father, that we would, Lord Jesus, turn around and strengthen the brethren, that we would turn around and be an asset and not a liability to the ministry, that we would turn around and become a springboard to help thrust somebody into the pool of prayer. He told me, oh, none did it about. In the name of Jesus, Hoshabba. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I felt that in my shanana. Hallelujah. Amen. That's my first prayer point. I'm going to pray one prayer point, and I'm going to get off of here and let Pastor go ahead and take us on. But listen, listen, listen. I just said something the other day about about spiritual assassins, and you have to understand, I don't care, amen, how long you've been saved, there's an assassin assigned to your life, amen, and you've got to recognize, amen, that assassin. An assassin don't come to play. Assassins, they come to do one thing, and their purpose and their job is to kill. Their main modus operandi is to kill. Kill your influence, your motivation. Kill your dedication. Kill your hunger. Kill, amen, bless God, your influence that you would make upon others. So we need to understand that prayer, while we enjoy it, good that we enjoy it, but understand it is necessary. It's a must. It is mandatory. Hallelujah. So there for our next prayer point that we're going into today by the grace of God, amen, is to come against the spirit of sabotage. We're praying against the spirit of sabotage. What is sabotage? That is when something is set, amen, in array to disrupt, to overthrow, and to bring chaos in an organizational plan, amen, bless God, or, amen, bless God, the activities of a military campaign or a organization, amen, to tear it, dethrone it, and to tear it down. We're coming against the spirit of sabotage that's set against you, your home, your finances, your business, in the name of Jesus. In the book of Isaiah 54 and verse 17, the Bible says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage, hallelujah, of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. We're coming against the spirit of sabotage, and we are decreeing and we are declaring that, amen, even though it is set, it will not work. Amen. Lift your right hand. Repeat after me. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come in the authority and in the power of the cross of Christ to dismantle, disrupt, and destroy every plot, scheme, plan, conference of the spirit of sabotage and glory and the saboteur. We uproot every spiritual mold that is set in the house to gather information. We come against every peeping spirit that would gather in our midst and peep and try to see the plans that you have set. Hallelujah. We bind it and uproot it now. Every mold set in KCC that goes against Lord Jesus Christ and brings division. Hallelujah. To our pastor and to your servant, Brian Karn Jr. Glory to God. We pray for spiritual illumination. We pray discernment to not only recognize, but to have boldness. Hallelujah. To confront every saboteur, whether spiritual or natural. We stand now in agreement with our senior pastor for our names, for your name's sake, Lord, to eradicate all ungodly activities and dispatch, hallelujah, and dispel, hallelujah, everything that has been brought by the enemy. Let's pray right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, that you are so good to us, that you would not have us ignorant concerning Satan's devices. Now, Father, I pray along with these, hallelujah, that you would, Lord Jesus Christ, reveal, let us become sensitive, alert, aware, and astute of every, Lord Jesus Christ, spirit of sabotage. Hallelujah. Give us to recognize it. Let us have a spirit of discernment in the name of Jesus. And we come against every saboteur, whether spiritual or whether natural, whether ignorantly doing it or whether being used as a puppeteer by the enemy or a puppet by the enemy. We take authority now and we say that it will not work. We sabotage the saboteur. Hey, glory to Yehandaba. We sabotage the saboteur. And we decree and declare the plans that you have for us, according to Jeremiah 29, hallelujah, that they are good, hallelujah, and not evil to bring us to a prosperous end. They shall come to fruition. They shall come to pass. They shall, amen, bless God, be what you have called us to be. Because through you, Lamb of God, we shall do valiantly. We shall run through the troop, and we shall leap over every wall. Hallelujah. We decree and declare the weapons form. The sabotage, hallelujah, has been set, but now we say that the same rope that was set for us, the Haman in the spirit, die now. Be hanged, be hanged, be hanged, be hanged by the same rope, by the same sabotage, by the same plot, by the same scheme, by the same confusion that you have set. Let it come back to you. Boomerang, boomerang, boomerang in the name of Jesus. It will not work. Hallelujah. And right now we decree and declare, hallelujah, that the plans of God are coming to fruition. Finances, home, amen, unity, oneness with you. Glory to God. Ministries are going to be what you want them to be. Father, you're giving us a burden. We're praying and thanking you for this nation. We're praying, Lord, according to your word. And we come against sabotage that would cause us to stop, that would cause us to turn, that would cause us to give up, that would cause us to throw in the towel. Father, we come against sabotage. We thank you for the anchoring of our soul. Hallelujah, through prayer, Thank you, Lord, for the anchoring of our soul. Thank you for this word being activated on our knees. Thank you for this word being, Lord Jesus, stirred in us to where we have power to do it through the vehicle of prayer. Father, you've given us the word. Right now we take, hallelujah, our prayer, and we come against every sabotaging spirit, hallelujah, and we activate that word within us right now. And we say, Lord, that if you be for us, who can be against us? And Mutunibi Unkusha and Dedibi Unsulipan Shikaya Rakate in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Get everybody on here. You can get on here. We are believing God for signs, for wonders, for miracles and breakthroughs. You know, we pray 30 minutes, 35 at the most. But we're going to pray a prayer today. Some of you are dealing with situations, problems, all kind of things, and you don't know how you're going to come out of it. The word of God declares in 1 John 2:20, but we have an unction from the Holy One, and we know all things. 1 Corinthians 2:16 declares that you have the mind of Christ. You're in a situation right now, and you don't know how you're coming out of it, but we are commanding divine solutions for every problem in our life. I say we are commanding divine solutions for every problem in our life. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I command divine solutions, supernatural solutions, uncommon solutions for every problem in my life. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that according to your word, your people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, but you would not have us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Father, I understand by the word of God and by revelation that we are only known for two things in life, the problems we solve and the problems that we create. Father, I thank you today as I pray and as I intercede. I am commanding divine solutions in every area of my life. Father, every problem, every situation, every circumstance. Father, I thank you that every satanic mystery, every satanic cycle, every mechanism that is being used by the devil, I command it to be permanently exposed in the name of Jesus. I decode every problem. I unbraid every problem. I sort through every problem. I destroy every problem through the blood of Jesus. Everything in my life that's stopping me, that's trying to hinder me, that doesn't want me to get to the next level, every mystery, every secret, I thank you that I receive a divine solution in the name of Jesus. I command divine solutions on what to do with my finances. I command divine solutions on what to do in the life of my family. Father, if I'm losing my daughter, if I'm losing my son, I thank you for a divine solution and a supernatural breakthrough concerning the affairs of my life. Father, as I pray today, I thank you that divine solutions are coming to the United Nations. Divine solutions are coming to America, are coming to Congress, are coming to the Senate, is coming to the President, is coming to governors and mayors. I thank you for divine solutions for every satanic mystery, every satanic problem, every satanic mystery, every satanic cycle. I command divine solutions on what to do in business. Divine solutions on how to get to the next level. Hey. Halabashata, may my mind be overcome with divine solutions. May my mind be overcome with supernatural insight and revelation on what to do, on how to do it, on when to do it. May the plan of the enemy be disannulled. May it be destroyed. May every mystery be decoded. Yele, lalabasha, remandele me, minunimi ikandalo bidi osha, shatoro di biance, lemandele be ekola bahasha. I thank you for divine solutions, divine solutions, divine solutions. Every satanic ministry, dia belahosha, every satanic mystery, decode, 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 be destroyed, be unbraided, be sorted out. I expose every mystery, every problem in my finances, every problem that's going on in the bodies of those on this call. Father, there are those who experience some things in their health and they don't understand what is going on. They've been to the doctor and the doctor don't understand. It is spiritual. But in the name of Jesus, I command a divine solution. I command a supernatural solution. I command, hey, by divine authority, I thank you for solutions to on what to eat and when to eat and how to eat. I thank you for divine solution for that individual who says, Lord, I have money, but I don't know where my money is going. It feels like there are holes in my pockets. I don't understand what's happening. Father, I thank you. I thank you for a divine solution on what to do with my finances. I thank you for a divine solution on how to move, on how to navigate. In Dele, Lema Lema, Lima Lamandalo, Robolobosita, Likalabashna, Menfane, Menfaninimi Ikanza. I thank you that divine solutions are coming in my dreams. Divine solutions are coming in my sleep. I thank you for open vision. I thank you for encounters. I thank you that you're using individuals to speak and they don't even recognize that they're giving me divine solutions to every problem in my life, in the life of my children, in the life of my family, in the life of this nation, in the life of the country, in the life of this continent. I thank you for divine solutions. Speak to the governor. Speak to the mayor. Speak to the science community concerning what to do with this virus that is reaping havoc across this nation, this virus who is killing children and killing adults and killing men and women. Holy Ghost, hey, we need a solution. We need a solution. We need a solution. Hey, you are a way maker. You are a solution giver. So we thank you for divine solutions. We praise you. Hey, shata. Hey, sikamo. Ho, matana. Ribe seke. Limandaleba. Lubadeleba labanshaya. Lekeleme. Yekeleme. Yekeleme. Lebandeleba laba. Rabarabo suna. Lendele ekata. Lakaduri bi e a o oshkano. Oshkano. Ukamande. Lemendele be ada. Labale anziri bi ufala. Rebe. We need a solution to cancer. We need a solution to HIV. We need a solution to AIDS. We need a solution to tuberculosis. We need a solution to polio. We need a solution to malaria. We need a solution to COVID-19, to the SARS virus. You're the only one that can do it. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for divine solutions. I thank you for uncommon solutions. I thank you for godly solutions. Speak to a scientist, speak to a doctor, speak to them and grant unto them divine solutions. Hey, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor in the name of Jesus. You are a solution. Elabasha, you are a divine solution. You are an answer to somebody's problem. You are a breakthrough that is happening right now. You are the answer. You are the solution. You are the breakthrough that is happening in the life of somebody. May God connect you to your problem. May God connect you to the individual that has the problem so that you can be the answer. Your prosperity is in you being an answer. Your breakthrough is in you being an answer. A mechanic is an answer to your problem. A doctor is an answer to your problem. A mortician is an answer to a problem. Every ounce of money is made from solving a problem. And you are a problem solver. Hey, halaba. Hey, helebe. Ho, muna mahasha. In the name of Jesus, I want everybody right now, by divine authority, I want everybody in faith. Now, of course, some of you, if you are on here and you think this is a game, don't do it. But I'm telling you, I can give you testimony. Go to the website. You'll see the testimonies that are coming in of people whose lives are changing, who are being rekindled, who are being stirred up, whose situations are turning. We got people coming out of hospitals, cigarette addictions being dismantled. There's a woman right now on this call. Put your hand on your tongue. You cannot seem to get free from that cigarette addiction. But in the name of Jesus, be loose from that addiction. Be loose from the stronghold of nicotine. Be loose. Minibe, baladaba, berebe konda, nikorobosoto, udididiasha, handalabalahaya, elemos kundalama. We got testimonies coming in. Iraba shakara de banza, eba sikamondola koralabasha. We got testimonies coming in. Yes, of people receiving miracles through their obedience. BrianKarn.com is the website. Type in your testimony. I got a testimony of that situation I told y'all that we was praying about. Guess what? God worked a miracle. Why? Because he's a miracle worker. He's a way maker. He's a light in the darkness. You know, we don't have prayer on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, you have prayer, but we're not having it corporately. But we'll be praying again on Monday morning at 6 a.m. I'm challenging 300 people right now. 300 of you, exactly 300 of you, to go to the website now. Go to $PBCJR. I told y'all that God said that during this prayer, we're going to be giving, we're going to be praying, we're going to be believing God, stretching our faith like never before. Yes, so I'm challenging 300 of you to get a hold of a $20 fee now. Go to $PBCJR and sow your seed now in faith and watch what God is about to do in your life. There are 300 of you. You're sowing your seed now. There are 300 of you. You're sowing your seed now. Go ahead. Don't wait on anybody. Sow it, because God said, I'm giving divine solutions. Yes, divine solutions. You are a solution. Divine solutions are being released. I'm daring 300 people to go on Cash App, $PBCJR, and sow that seed of $20. Go to the website, BrianKarn.com, and sow that seed of $20. Go and mail it, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Listen to me. There are 10 people in here that need a promotion, almost like you need a job. It's not just a promotion. You actually need a job. There are 10 people you need a job. Sow a seed of $200, and if I be a man of God, by next Friday, you will have a testimony. Hey! Balabashanda. By next Friday, you will have a testimony of that job being released. There are 10 people on here. You have this money, but you need a job. You need a breakthrough concerning a promotion or a job. God is opening this door for you right now. There are 10 of you. You're sowing a $200 seed. Obey God. Trust him. Take him at his word. As I said, 300 of you are sowing 20. Some of you, I don't have it. That's fine. Stay on him. Keep praying. Keep on interceding with me. Keep on believing God with me. Keep on touching heaven with me. All right? Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. You got to believe God for the supernatural. Oh, ba 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 kasha. I ba 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 kasia. I bo 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 shike ben dala kika katala kaka kaka tala kaya. The name of Jesus. I will look for you in prayer Monday morning. You that are anywhere near Charlotte, meet me in Charlotte at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Meet me in Jacksonville at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Saturday, we're in Houston at 12 o'clock. Come, ready to receive your miracle, your breakthrough, your turnaround, your change. One encounter with God, and you will never, ever be the same again. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped. Let's believe God. Oh, by the way, God told me to tell everybody this. Everybody, he told me to say this to you. Told me this today. God, if I'm lying, may there be a curse upon my life and ministry from this day forward. and my tongue cleaves to the roof of my mouth. But I don't believe you spoke this to me. I'm challenging every individual who comes to the shut-in on the 22nd to bring a $100 bill. He said that to me in prayer. You that are coming to the shut-in on the 22nd, and I want everybody there that can be there. Come by train, by plane, on gurneys, on cart. Come on coyotes. You can come on the little chihuahua from Taco Bell. I am challenging everybody to bring that seed of $100 on the 22nd of October. God said it. You're blessed. You're anointed. You're favored. Saturday and Sunday is your personal prayer time. But Monday, I'll be with you at 6 a.m. I can't wait. You need to tell your friends, your neighbors, your mama, your sisters. Tell everybody what's happening on this prayer line. Go to the website. Send your testimony. Keep up with the prayer point. Take the weekend and continue to pray the prayer points. And watch God. You are blessed. More grace.